Hello, and welcome to The Binary Choice. This is how the show's going to go down. I've got about 8 minutes or so of melodic techno to ease you into this show. It's frankly gorgeous. You're going to sit there, you're going to enjoy the hell out of it, and then we'll see what else we've got. Over and out. Well, I hope you enjoyed that. That is The Field with It's Up There, a second track off their most recent album, Looping State of Mind. And the album kind of fades out a little bit as it goes on, but that track is the undisputed jewel of the entire affair. Whoever it is, they managed to get the ambient techno thing dead on. So, instead, that's a slight change in tone, a little bit of folk.
Trick off the light,
turn off the tide. A rift in a valley, full moon in July. Red summer sun, morning, a cold April sky. That lonely October, so cruel to deny.
Okay, that is a band called Tongue, who I was massively into in 2008 and finally got around to getting their last album. That's a track called October. They do a kind of, it's folk music, but with a kind of electronic backing, slightly glitchy, but it's really subtle. It's just enough to bring the folk up and remove some of the boredom that I would typically associate with the genre. You will notice that the acoustic guitar is not a common instrument at this show.
Thank you.
Right, that's Wild Beasts with Bed of Nails. This is a party I'm slightly late to, although it has to be said, I'm not entirely at this party. If I were at a party, I'd be hanging around outside a fridge, keeping an eye on my beer and observing the three people I know talking to other people I don't, which translates as, I like the band, I really like the band, but I'm not decided on the singer's voice yet. Kind of reminds me a bit of the guy from Manson. Anyway, you're listening to The Binary Choice with DJ Bullion, broadcasting around the world at spiritplantsradio.com. Turn on, tune in, and join us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives, and more. So, what have we got next for you? Slight technical inefficiency, that's what. That is Zola Jesus with, hang on, let me pronounce this, Hikikomori. It's quite nice, it's sort of like orchestral, slightly broody, and never quite reaches the crescendo that it threatens to build up to, but I've heard worse. You've heard worse. I've played worse. More broody orchestrals.
Something you said made me lose it again. I can remember the last time you made me feel safe. There's no room for love, no time for understanding. Sometimes I start a fight just to see if you care.
What do I like? I like Maudlin Swedish pop. That's a fine example. That's Sega and I with Tough Love. I'm a sucker for cellos and any kind of sad string, and they got that in spades. So again, a slight technical interruption because I've actually not bothered to cue up the next track, which is quite shocking, considering I think I was just sat there basking in the synths. Okay, fuck it, that one I have to do. Not the track I have in mind, it's ruined my segue, but you get to hear me talking over the worrying silence in between songs, so that's almost as good. We'll be right back. And then, after all that, I'm not entirely sure I even played the right track. That is Coral Raven with Loved Up. And it's really nice. I was slightly under the, how can I put it, apprehension that I'd be playing something slightly different and slightly more upbeat. But, hey, that's the breaks. That's the breaks, them's the breaks, whatever. Is a band called Accolades with Maybe She Will, and I find the overwhelming guitars at the start and at the end a little bit too much, but when it all breaks down it's all nice and delicate in the middle, and at the end when that piano comes through it's very good. So I apologize if I'm slightly stilted. I was reminded that I say a lot when I'm talking on on the microphone, so I'm making a conscious effort not to do that. The problem is, it's quite hard thinking what to say next without my little verbal cue. So if anybody wondered what the sound of Peter Buck on guitar would be like when updated to the 21st century, I think that is it. They sound very 92 REM, and obviously I approve them being one of the major musical forces in my adolescence. That was Brighter Stars with... Sorry, that's even Crush Stars with Brighter Now. I think I'm going to give up trying not to say that because it's not helping my diction on mic. So, up until now you may have been asking, well, where's the upbeat pop? Ah, it's coming.
Go to ground, but I can't find the fountain of the ground. pool suit and a mobile phone. The mentos of a life I left a long, long time ago. But you wouldn't even know. But you wouldn't even know.
Okay, that is an Australian band called Made in Japan with What It Is. That's lovely. It's got one of the best little guitarists I've heard in a long time, and much satisfaction was gained from finding that and putting it on the show. So, for those of you suffering from short-term memory loss, you're listening to The Binary Choice with DJ Bullion, broadcasting around the world at spiritplantsradio.com. Turn on, tune in, and join us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives, and more. Yes.
Call of man.
Whoa. There we go. Just a hasty rearranging of the schedule. Let's hope it pays off. So now, that was Old Age by 13 and God. This is Superhumanoids. Okay, that is, I think it's called Jerry by Superhumanoids, a nice bit of California, I think they're LA-based, gentle electro swing pop. So, short on time, 12 minutes, 3 songs. Here's your indie pop. We should be swimming. And then the track faded to nothingness, leaving me slightly surprised. That is Zulu Winter, fond of sending you a track that is apparently 4 minutes long, but actually only 3:30. But that's fine, because I was a little bit late on time anyway. So you can get that on free download by going to their website. So free music, hooray! Free legal music, even better.
Don't want to be here forever. I know what I've got to do.
Okay, that's a Michigan pairing called Nightlife, who make slightly vanilla electropop. I was slightly short on it this week. Normally the show's bursting at the seams, but there's just enough tweak on the arps to keep you interested. And she's got a nice voice. It's all very pleasant. So final track. you've had your pop. We're going to have something a little more downbeat to take you through to the end. So, to finish with, you have the Junior Boys remix of Stars and Sleep Tonight. And other than that, this is the sound of me overstaying my welcome, so I've got to go.